Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're going to carve out a jungle bass line with modern punch and vintage soul. The goal here is not just to make a low sound. We want a bass line that actually works with fast breakbeats, supports a rolling drum and bass groove, and still leaves room for the drums to hit hard. In jungle and DNB, the bass is part of the rhythm, part of the tension, and part of the identity of the track. So today, we're building something that feels old school in attitude, but clean and controlled enough for a modern mix. We're going to use only Ableton stock devices, so you can follow this workflow right away in Live 12 without needing any extra plugins. First, create a new MIDI track and load Waveedable. You could use Operator 2, especially for a clean sub, but for beginners Waveedable is easier to shape quickly. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that classic DNB energy. Start simple. On oscillator 1, choose a saw or square waveform. Keep the unison low, maybe one or two voices at most. The reason we start this plane is because in drum and bass, the note pattern matters just as much as the sound. If the rhythm is strong, even a simple patch can hit hard. Now let's write the bass line. Make a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI loop with just a few notes, not a busy melody. Think in terms of a low root note, then a short answer note a fourth or fifth above it, then back to the root. Leave some space. That gap is important. In jungle and rollers, silence can be just as powerful as a note. A good beginner-friendly shape might be a low note on beat 1, a shorter higher note a little later, another low note, then a rest, then a repeat or slight variation. Keep the notes mostly within one octave so the groove stays focused. If you jump around too much, the line can lose that tight DNB pocket. Now let's build the sub layer. This is the foundation. If you want, you can keep it all on one instrument at first, but treat the low end like it has its own job. In Waveedable, switch one oscillator to a sine or use a very smooth waveform. Turn off unison for the sub or keep it at one voice. You want it stable, centered, and clean. After the instrument, add EQ 8. Use it gently to keep the top end from cluttering the sub. Then add utility and make sure the low end stays centered. If you later split the bass into separate layers, utility is perfect for keeping the sub mono. And that's a big beginner rule in DNB. If the bass sounds massive soloed but weak with the drums, the sub is probably too wide, too busy, or too uncontrolled. Next, we add a mid-bass layer for punch and character. This is where the vintage soul comes in. Duplicate the instrument, or build a second layer on the same sound. For the mid layer, use a saw or square wave again, maybe with a tiny bit of detune if needed. Keep it in the same general octave range, around 0 or 1 octave above, but don't make it too high. We're after weight, not a lead synth. Now add chorus ensemble very lightly, just enough to give a little movement. Then add saturator and bring the drive up a little, maybe around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. That little bit of harmonic grit can make the bass feel more alive, more like a classic jungle record, and less like a sterile digital tone. After that, add auto filter and start shaping the movement. For a darker intro, keep the cutoff relatively low, maybe around 120 to 300 Hz. Then automate it to open up during the drop, maybe toward 500 Hz or even up into the 1K Hz range, or a little more depending on how bright you want it. This is one of the easiest ways to make the bass feel like it's breathing. Now let's talk about the attack. In DNB, the bass has to get out of the way of the breakbeats and still hit with confidence. In Waveedable, open the amp envelope and set the attack very fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the release short too, somewhere around 30 to 120 milliseconds, depending on how tight you want the note ends to feel. If the bass feels too soft, you can sharpen the front edge a little, but be careful not to overdo it. The bass should punch through the break, not attack it like a snare. Another useful move is to edit the note lengths in the MIDI clip. Shorter notes give you a tighter groove. Longer notes can add tension, but don't let everything ring forever. In jungle, space is part of the rhythm. A well-placed rest can make the next bass hit feel much heavier. Now we'll add some control dirt with stock effects. Our really solid chain here is saturator, then EQ8, then a compressor or glue compressor. Use saturator to add character, not wreck the sound. Keep the drive in a sensible range. Then use EQ8 to clean up any mud below about 25 to 35 Hz and tame harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if the mids get too sharp. If you use a compressor, keep it subtle. You're not trying to flatten the bass. You're trying to stabilize it. A moderate ratio, a fairly slow attack, and a medium release can help the bass feel steady without killing the punch. In DNB, dynamics matter. You want muscle, not mush. Now let's make the bass and drums work together. Put a breakbeat loop on a separate track or in a drum group, and always test the bass with the drums playing. This is huge. A bass line can sound amazing solo and then completely fight the break once the drums come in. That's why we keep checking the relationship. Try not to land every bass note exactly on the snare unless you want that effect on purpose. Usually, you want to leave room around the snare hits, especially on beats 2 and 4. Let the kick and bass share the low end in a push-pull way. Sometimes the kick owns the attack, sometimes the bass owns the sustain. That interaction is part of the genre. If the kick is getting masked, try a small sidechain style dip with a compressor on the bass. Feed the kick into the sidechain, use a fast attack, moderate release, and only a few dB of gain reduction. Just enough to make space, not enough to make the bass pump like a house track. Now let's add some simple arrangement movement. Duplicate your 2-bar loop across 8 bars. Use the first 2 bars as your main phrase. In bars 3 and 4, remove one note or change the final note. In bars 5 and 6, open the filter a bit more or add a higher answer note. Then in bars 7 and 8, strip it back again so the tension returns. That little call and response idea is very effective in jungle and rolling DND. You don't need a complex melody. You just need enough variation to keep the listener locked in while the break loops underneath. When you're happy with the sound, resample it to audio. You can freeze and flatten, or record the output onto a new audio track. This is a very classic jungle move. Once it's audio, you can trim tiny bits of silence, reverse a tail, or throw a very small echo or reverb on just one note if you want some flavor. If you want a more vintage feel, add a touch of redux or a bit more saturation, then pull it back so it still feels modern. A big tip here, think in layers, not in one perfect patch. A strong jungle bass is often just a clean low foundation plus a separate character layer. If one part gets messy, you can fix it without ruining the whole sound. And always check the patch at low volume too. If it still reads clearly when quiet, that usually means the harmonics and note shape are working. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the bass too wide. Keep the sub mono. Don't overload the low end with too many notes. In DNB, fewer notes often hit harder. Don't overdo the distortion. Too much drive turns punch into mud. And don't forget to test everything with the drums. The solo bass can lie to you. For a darker or heavier style, keep the sub clean and let the mid layer carry the grit. Use small filter movements instead of huge pitch jumps. Try short repeated notes for tension. You can even automate a little more saturator drive in the second half of the drop to raise the energy, without changing the whole patch. And always check mono. If the bass falls apart in mono, simplify it. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make 3 versions of the same bass line. First, a clean version with just wavetable or operator and maybe EQ. Second, a punchy version with saturator, auto filter, and a little compression. Third, a dark version with the cutoff lower, more grit, shorter notes, and more space. Then play each one with the breakbeat and ask yourself which one locks best with the drums, which one feels most like jungle, and which one has the clearest low end in mono. To wrap up, remember the core ideas. Start simple. Build a clean sub and a separate mid-bass layer. Use Ableton stock tools like Wavetable, Operator, Saturator, Auto Filter, EQ8, Utility, and Compressor. Keep the bass mono-friendly, rhythmically tight, and supportive of the breakbeat. Use saturation, filter movement, and resampling to give it vintage soul and modern punch. In drum and bass, the best bass lines don't try to do everything. They leave space, hit hard, and evolve just enough to keep the drop alive. Now it's your turn to build one.